I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Pakistan. We've learned that there are some groups calling for the repeal of the country's harsh blasphemy law. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says that Christians are pushing to soften the code to make it fairer. While Voice of the Martyrs is not directly involved with the push to change the law,
we are directly involved with Christians in Pakistan, those who are facing persecution. We are trying to support them. And so we're involved in a way of strengthening the church so that whatever happens with the persecution, they'll be ready to face whatever comes their way.
We turn next to Paraguay, where a new ministry has taken hold and is flourishing. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says missionaries there requested the tape talk players for outreach in isolated areas. One person who took a tape talk player rode a motorcycle. With his mobility, he was able to spread the scripture in audio to many rural villages in Paraguay. Through his dedication, Dudenhofer says the church growth has been phenomenal.
From that outreach alone, 20 churches have begun in 1 year. The missionaries are following up on all these decisions to trust Christ by helping place national pastors in these churches.
And millions of women around the world are suffering in difficult and hopeless situations. Transworld Radio invites believers to join together in prayer for 40 days of fasting and prayer for their ministry of Project Hannah. TWR's program, Women of Hope, is now broadcasting in 30 languages, reaching these suffering women with the hope and love of Jesus Christ. Pray that God will work through His people's prayers and that many women will come to know Jesus as Creator and Savior. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.